Welcome to the One Girl to Another podcast, where it is quite literally from one girl to another. I'm Tana, and I'm a wife and mom of two, juggling working full-time, running my own online business, hosting a podcast, and trying to keep up with my family and social life. Each episode is going to be full of complete openness and honesty about the highest of highs and the lowest of lows in my average life that I believe most girls can relate to, but don't necessarily talk about. So, from one girl to another, here's to knowing you're not alone navigating this crazy life. Hey girl, welcome back to the One Girl to Another podcast. If I'm being completely honest, I have sat here for probably 45 minutes thinking about what in the actual F I should talk about today. As you may have heard in other episodes, I literally have a list of topics that I can go on, but I've sat here and I'm like, what all am I going to say about that? Like, how am I going to make that podcast be longer than 2 minutes long? When I write down these topics, I do it in the heat of the moment of something happening, or maybe something that I'm listening to, like another podcast, or I don't know, something pops into my brain and I think about that. And I literally have been writing down these topics for over a year. So relating them to the here and now is a little bit more difficult. And if I'm being honest, I mean, I've been doing this podcast for, I don't know, since I think we started it kind of in like, I think it was 2019 maybe is when I first started this. And I truly do get on here every night or every day that I record a podcast. And I wake up the next morning feeling kind of anxious. Like, is anyone going to listen to that? Is somebody thinking like, oh my God, Tana's an idiot. I hated that topic. Is somebody thinking like, when I ask people to share this with somebody else, they're thinking like, absolutely fucking not. Like, I'm not sharing this stupid podcast with anybody else. Those are the thoughts that go through my mind. And, you know, I come off as like this strong person, but I'm human and I'm a girl and all the things. And you listening to this are probably obviously a human and also a girl. And today's topic is ironically going to be, we are our own worst freaking critic. Like, it doesn't matter what it is. We just pick ourselves apart. Literally, I go to record a podcast episode and it's not my first thought being like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited to see how many people downloaded this episode throughout the week. And that means that a lot of people liked it. I get the episode downloads and I think, oh my gosh, did that many people actually like it? Are they going to drop off next week? What did people think about it? And that's what goes through my mind. It's like anything else in life. You know, the way you look in the mirror and I hate this wrinkle in the middle of my forehead, or my face is breaking out like freaking crazy right now and I'm too old for this shit and I don't know why and I feel like I've done everything to fix it, but I put some makeup over it and I go to work and I still go out and do things. And I'm constantly self-conscious about if the makeup's come off or if there's a red spot on my face that people are staring at instead of just looking me in the eyes when they're talking to me. Just anything in life. It is insane the way that we pick ourselves apart. You know, the way that you look as far as your weight. Are you too skinny? Are you too fat? Are you too tall? Are you too short? There is absolutely, I don't think, a single woman in this world that is just absolutely looks in the mirror and thinks, fuck yeah. Like, I hope to God that there is that woman, but I'm not. And I think for the majority, a lot of us aren't. And that is such a shame. Like, I look in the mirror and I look at, I mean, I can just pick out so many things. Like I said, the wrinkle in the middle of my forehead that I hate, the zits that I have on my face, the fact that I could definitely stand to lose some weight, some, you know, just oh, my boobs are too saggy, or the cellulite on my butt and the back of my legs, or I have hammer toes that are disgusting. And do you think anyone else actually, like, truly looks at that throughout the day and gives two fucks about, do you think they even think about it? They don't. Truly, they don't. And I'm not saying for you to, I mean, I want you to stop picking yourself apart, but I know that's way easier said than done. I'm plenty of years old and I still do it to this day. And I don't ever want my daughter to do that. Either of my daughters. I don't want you to do that to yourself, but I do it. And I definitely need to practice what I preach there. But one of the topics that because I was in a funk on posting or recording an episode for tomorrow, I posted on my social media. And the very first one that came up was from somebody that actually just deleted her Facebook account because of comparing herself to others and just kind of going off about, you are literally uniquely you. Whether you believe in God or a higher power or however the hell you believe that you got here on this earth, you were made to be you. Yeah, if you want to lose some weight, that's on you, girl. Go, you can go to the gym, whatever you want to do. You can eat healthier and you can drop some LBs and maybe that will help you. You know, you can get Botox, you can get filler, all the things. If you hate something with your face, like my butt crack in the middle of my forehead, as I call it. Shit, my hammer toes. I could have surgery to fix those. But really, that's me. And we also need to kind of think like a take me or leave me type of thing. And keep in mind that you are the only one picking yourself apart. There is literally probably nobody that is thinking like, oh my God, Tana's episode sucked. And if you are, if there is those people, fuck them, right? Like, there is probably nobody, I mean, there has been people that have commented on my hammer toes, but, or about the butt crack in the middle of my forehead. My poor grandma, as I've said before, God rest her soul, but she's literally asked me about that awful scar in the middle of my forehead. You know, there's going to be those people, of course, right? But for the majority, think about how many people that you come into contact with on a daily basis. Whether it's physically, like in person, over the phone, or through social media. Guess what? 99.99999% of those people do not give a flying fuck about how you look. They don't. And if you think about it, really, on social media, as we are our own worst critics and we find all of these flaws in ourselves, think about all those people that the movie stars, or you don't even have to be a fucking movie star these days to use a filter to make yourself look beautiful and have the perfect skin and the perfect lips and the you know, you look skinny and all those things. And honestly, I fucking hate filters. I think they're annoying. I think they're stupid. That is my own opinion. If you use one, more power to you, girl. I don't care. That's your own prerogative. I personally think they're absolutely stupid and I can tell when you're using them. And I think just be you. But then again, on the flip side of that, that's me saying just be you and hating things about myself too. So again, more power to you. You do you. I don't do it. But really, when you're comparing yourself, when you're picking yourself apart and thinking that you could be better or you could look better or whatever that looks like, and if you are comparing yourself to somebody else on social media where they can use this filter, where they have had the tummy tuck, the liposuction, the Botox, the fillers, the whatever, or maybe they are just simply using a filter or it is Photoshopped or whatever that is, just be cognizant of the fact that you are you, and them without those things, they are them. And whether it was money or whether it was a filter that got them to look like God's gift to earth on that social media post, or maybe in real life, that's them. Let them be them. Just, and you be you. You were made to be you. And the best advice I can give you is to just own it. Like, that is actually something from last week's episode. I had said that there was something about being here in basketball back in East Valley that, you know, there was some talk about me and how I had said something in front of the girls. And it was like this gossip thing that went around. The person that, honestly, I didn't even think that it came from this person, but she listened to that episode and she messaged me and just basically said, you know, we love you for you. And I'm sorry if that ended up coming back to you terribly, whatever, all the things. And I'm like, you know, coming back to East Valley, I was skeptical about it because I haven't been in this community for a while. Like, it, I know there's political stuff, and I do, not to sound like I have a big head, but I do know a lot of people, and I just want, I want everybody to have a good reflection of me. I want to give off my best self to everybody. And with that in mind, like, she had replied to me and said, you know who you are if I'm talking about this, but she said, we can always adjust what we say and do, but it doesn't mean we have to abandon who we are. I did that for way too long and I'll never do it again. And she goes on to say just how she unapologetically is herself and that she's finding peace in that. And we can all just learn from that. And she's so right, you guys. Just own who you are. You are literally, you are the only you. You can do the things to make you feel better about yourself if you hate that thing in the mirror. Like I said, whether that's going to the gym, eating healthier, it can be the gastric bypass surgery, it could be filler, Botox, makeup, whatever that looks like, you can do those things and you are still uniquely you. But there's only one you. And let me tell you that nobody gives a fuck about all of the little flaws that you are seeing in yourself. You are your own worst critic. And comparing yourself to somebody on social media that has all these extra things or that is using a filter is just flat out not fair. That's not fair to you. And honestly, that's not fair to the other person either. Because really, they probably are not judging you at all. Yet you are using them as a comparison for yourself and letting that make you feel bad about yourself. But why? Be you and own it. Okay, I'm off my high horse. And like I said, this is way easier said than done because I know I'm going to wake up in the morning or I'm going to go wash my face tonight. I'm going to see this shitty ass pimple breakout on my old face and I'm going to be picking myself apart for it. But then again, when I go to work in the morning or whatever else I have to do tomorrow, that I'm going to see hundreds of people because I'm out in public and everything, and I'm going to be worried about whether or not my makeup has come off my zit and if they're judging me, they're not. They don't care. They truly don't care. Or tomorrow when this episode releases and I sit and I wonder all day long, like I wonder how many people have listened to it. I wonder if they are resonating with it or if they hate it or if they just unfollowed this podcast or all of those things that I think every single week when I post an episode. Who cares? Honestly, probably 98% of you are not feeling that way. At least I hope you're not. But even if you are, who cares? Who cares? I am me, and I am going to be me. I am going to own who I am, and I am going to continue to show up day in and day out the way that I want to. And I am not going to let anyone else tell me that it's wrong or compare myself to anyone else. Of course, we're always, okay, you compare yourself, right? Like, let me take that back a little bit. Of course, you see freaking, I don't know, Kelsey Ballerini and Taylor Swift, they're all over freaking Facebook and TikTok and Instagram right now from the Grammys. And they're flawless, in my opinion, right? Like, I just think, oh my God, they're stunning. They're beautiful. I don't agree with some hairstyles or some dresses, but whatever, you know. And I'm like, God dang, if I could just have that figure or have that perfect face or, you know, I wish I could have that kind of money or that kind of voice, but that's beside the point. But that's just me comparing myself to everyone else. And instead of wasting my time and my energy and sulking in my own pity about that, I just need to show up and be unapologetically me. You need to own it. You are uniquely you. There is only one of you. And instead of hiding that from the world, go out and show up. Go out and show people yourself, your uniqueness. You're beautiful. You are absolutely beautiful. I don't care who I'm talking to. You can have a face full of zits like I do and a butt crack in the middle of your forehead like I do. And you can have this terrible eye infection like I have had and have to be in your glasses for the last 2 weeks. A terrible hair day like I had today. All the things. And you are beautiful. Inside, I'm sure, and out. And you just need to own it. I love you, girl. And I hope that this helps. I hope that this resonates with you. I hope that you don't go and unfollow the podcast, as I'm going to think for the next week. And I just love you. I hope that you know what a rock star you are. I hope that you know how beautiful you are. If nobody has told you lately, you are appreciated. You are kicking ass. And I love you. And that's all I have for you today. So thanks so much for listening in. And we will talk to you soon. Thank you so much for listening. If you connected with this episode on any level, I'd so much appreciate it if you shared it with a girlfriend who you think would also connect. Or better yet, share it on social media to reach more girls like you and I. And until next time, from one girl to another, you're doing great, and you're not alone navigating this crazy but beautiful life. Talk to you soon.